Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi everybody.
We're in the middle of talking about prayer. We've been talking about prayer for the last few weeks. And we've talked about the power of prayer. And then we spoke about last week about how do we release the power of our prayer into our lives. And we talked about the stories of George Mueller and Sister Rachel and how they were people who relied on prayer and they had such trust and faith in God. And we spoke about how we can surrender our lives to God. Now, because we've been talking about that, when I shared this heartbeat this week, I talked about the quality of our prayer. And this really came about, this thought about the quality of our prayer, because of our last 2 weeks. So because I've been reflecting on my own prayer, it's actually caused me to think about, do I really believe in the power of prayer? When someone asks me to pray for them, do I actually do it? Like, how often have maybe someone asked you to pray for them and you're like, oh, yes, yes, I will. And then you don't mean to, but you forget. You know, I think it happens to all of us. So it's just caused me to reflect more about my prayer for others, whether I believe it actually makes the difference.
Do you assess the quality?
Yes. Well, that's what we're kind of chatting, like,
yeah,
we'll get into.
Like,
yeah.
Quality control.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
What standard do you have?
So
is it the same for everyone or is it different for everybody?
Exactly. So I started by sharing about just asking the question, what is quality?
Yeah.
And when I think of things with quality, I think of maybe some food packaging that might, you know, have a stamp on it. Quality food, seal of approval.
Like richness.
Do you? Yeah. I think Cadbury chocolate. That's where actually I go purple, like, Cadbury chocolate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good quality. Good, like you can just sense, and not necessarily the cost, not the money value, but how rich it is. Mm. And when I talk about the wealth, again, it's not the dollar value. The wealth, the preciousness of what it is.
I've also said if we think something's good quality, it's often because it shows a level of excellence.
Yes.
There's something about it that you go, wow.
Like, you know, if they've made it, someone's made it with love and time in and textures and with the best quality materials.
Yeah, that's it. So then if I apply that to my prayer, I ask myself, is my prayer of good quality? Is my prayer valuable? Is my prayer of excellence?
Yes, but it's not that you're the greatest orator. It's your sincere heart.
That's it. So
the time in.
That's right.
You know, your time could only maybe be 5 minutes because of, you know, you're so busy with little children. When I say, you know, time, you know, hopefully you're praying all the day about your kids and different things. But when you say, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to open up the scriptures, I'm going to read or I'm going to say some prayers or whatever, that is actually total focus.
And so when you just raised before, like those questions about is my quality prayer the same as your quality prayer? You know, I actually think we can't compare our prayer to each other.
No.
Only we can assess ourselves about whether or not our prayer is of good quality.
Yeah, God does not compare me to you and to the person up the road or whatever.
Yeah,
He'll go, look at her heart.
Yeah.
Her heart has changed so much towards me. She's sincere in her prayers. She desires to love me, to serve me, to understand me.
It takes honest self-reflection. Like, I think it's good maybe a few times a year or every now and then, whatever that is for you, to actually sit back and think about our own prayer.
Thinking about our relationship with God.
Yeah, well,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Because I think we can become complacent.
Oh, so complacent.
Easily. I shared in the heartbeat. When I was sharing this particular heartbeat, I was sharing it to some people in the room. And you see in the heartbeat, I shared the story of, have you ever cleaned your study? And you put things away all in the right spots. And then one day, well, you say to yourself, once you've cleaned your study, every day I take a book out, I'm going to put that book back in the right, you know, in the spot where it should go.
Yes.
But then one day, for some reason,
You don't.
You go, oh, I'm running a bit late. I'm just going to place the book on the table. And then the next day, something else happens. You get another a different book out and another book. And we become complacent before you know it. You piled high of books and your studies, you know, worse than when it started.
Yes.
And we can do that with our wardrobes. Pick something. We do that, you know.
Oh, you've got that wardrobe
in your room that's just piled with clothes. You know?
Yep.
Yeah. So we can so easily become complacent. And we do that in our faith life. Mm-hmm. We do that when we go to Mass. We do that when we have our prayer sitting down with Him. We do that when we decide not to study a bit extra about God. You know, oh, well, I'll miss this week. I'll miss, you know, we do that. So I think it's always good to take some time to go, okay, where am I at? And so I've just written down a few questions that we can ask ourselves that we can only ask of ourselves, like no one else can answer them. And the first question that I had is this question, is my prayer God honoring?
That's a beautiful question.
Like, would you say that of your own prayer?
Mm.
You know, like, am I attentive?
Mm.
Am I really present?
Because, like, and I'm not saying that we have to do this, but I often sometimes in my prayer, if I can't do it because of where I am, in my mind, I genuflect.
Oh, I like that.
I kneel. In my mind, I bow before the Lord.
Yeah.
Mm. When I can, when I'm privately or in, you know, church setting or something, well, then I will kneel down or bow my head or whatever, honouring God.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yes, I can just do it with my voice, with my language, with my heart. But if I'm doing it with me, my whole me, I feel like, I guess I get a bit Italian. I want to express
and you have
my
no
hands.
Italian in you.
No, I don't. No, but I feel like I want to express myself.
Yeah.
You know, when my children come over, and the, especially you know the little ones, and they come over, you want to hug them.
Yeah.
You want to hug your children, your older son, and your older daughters. Mm. You know, and so you're expressing it with your whole body, with your language of love.
Yeah.
Why don't I do that with God?
Mm.
And so when I can't necessarily, I'm at the shops and I can't necessarily genuflect, I could make the sign of the cross too. It doesn't, I'm not fazed by, embarrassed by doing it in front of people. Mm. You know, we're at the restaurant, we say grace before we sit and have a meal. I don't mind people seeing me. But, yeah, I bow before Him, honour Him.
Yeah. Because I just think the question, is my prayer God honouring? I think it puts into our own minds what we all think it would be to honour someone, what that would look like.
Oh, yeah, and it could be different. Maybe, I'm only thinking, isn't there, is it New Zealand when they greet someone, they rub noses? Or Eskimos.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, not New Zealand. They do something different. But that's the honouring thing they do in their culture.
Yeah, and so I think we can all think to ourselves.
What do we do?
Is my prayer God honoring?
Yeah.
Am I? If is what I'm doing in my prayer
honoring
would we say
him.
That's honoring of God?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just asking ourselves questions like, am I present in prayer or am I distracted? You know, we can so easily be distracted.
Yeah, yeah. I've been there many times.
Box ticking, just getting it done for the day.
Box ticking.
Yeah.
And tick the box.
I'm very guilty of that a lot.
Yeah.
And I think I was talking to someone about this. It's hard to get the balance between being obedient to actually praying every day because that's where we want to be. That's where our heart is, and the balance of it not also just being box ticking because
I've got
to
fit you
to
in.
Do it every day.
Yes,
yeah. You know, so I think there's a balance, and we can only question ourselves about what that is.
Yeah, but on the other hand, sometimes our heart is, Lord, I want to give you more time, but right now, oh my goodness, you know, so I'm not just ticking the box. I am sitting with you, but I do feel rushed. I do feel like under pressure. I do feel like I don't have as much time.
Today, yeah.
Because that's just what happens
and
sometimes.
And that's truthful, yeah. And then asking ourselves the question, am I listening? Am I observing? Like, what's God saying to me? And then I think a big question that goes with, is my prayer God honoring, is, am I sincere? Which is what you started with.
Yeah.
It's all about our heart. And then I shared the scripture in Luke chapter 18 of the Pharisee and the tax collector. And the Pharisee is at the front of the church saying, God, I thank you, I'm not like all these people. Yeah, look how good I am. And then the tax collector comes in at the back bowing. And just says, God, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
You know, and I think at the beginning of this conversation, you talked about how we don't have to be the best orator, you know, speaker with our words. And I kind of feel like that's what this tax collector would be. He wouldn't necessarily be great with his words, but he just knew who he was and who God is, and says, God, would you grace me and bless me? So I think that's given us a lot to think about for our prayer. And I think the question for the weekly challenge this week is my prayer God honoring?
Yes, and I think these questions, like you suggested in the past podcasts we've done with prayer, we should every now and again decide to question ourselves with this. If God is so important, our relationship with him is so important, we should assess frequently how we're going.
Yeah, and that's a great time to do it. Any time is good to do it.
Yes.
But we encourage you to do that this week. So we hope that you've enjoyed this chat and our conversations about prayer over the last few weeks, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.